Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about God's will and God's perfect will. And if you've missed any of these sessions, feel free to go to BibleIssues.org, look for the audio sermons link, and then you could catch up with every radio program that you missed. Today, I want to continue talking about God's will, specifically God's will when it comes to who you marry. Because a lot of people believe that they need to marry somebody who God specifically chose for them before the foundation of the world, and they call that person God's perfect will. And we have shown that that is a complete misunderstanding of the Word of God and a complete misunderstanding of what the will of God is and how the will of God works. I want to now apply this to the Apostle Paul. We know that the Apostle Paul was single. The question I would like to discuss in this session, was it God's will for the Apostle Paul to be single? Or was it God's will for Paul to have a wife and then Paul chose not to? What is it? So let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 9, two verses. Read verse 5 first of all. Do we have no right to take along a believing wife, as do the other apostles? And the answer is yes. It's a rhetorical question. Then going down to verse 12, nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ. So Paul is saying in that particular scripture, we have the option to get married if we want to. I have the option of getting a wife. I have that option in front of me. It is my right. There's no rule that says, as an apostle, I must be single. Peter was an apostle. For sure, he was married. Paul said, I could get married if I want to, but I choose not to. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul goes on to say in verse 7, I would that all men were even as myself. That means, I wish everybody could be single just like me. But every man has his proper gift, one after this manner and another after that. In verse 38 of 1 Corinthians 7, he says, he who gives his daughter in marriage does well, but he who gives her not in marriage does better. So he is even suggesting that it is actually better to not get married. We know that Paul was single. We know that Paul could have gotten married if he wanted to. It was his right to get married, but Paul chose to remain single. Now, why specifically he chose to remain single, we could speculate. Maybe because he had to travel all over the place. Maybe because there was the possibility that he could get killed at any moment for the gospel. He probably decided not to get a wife. So the question I want to ask now, was Paul single because God's will was for him to be single? Or did Paul choose to remain single? What was God's will for the Apostle Paul? Was it God's will for him to marry? Or was it God's will for him to be single? Paul said, we have the right to take a believing wife if we want to, but we have not used this right. If it was God's will for Paul to remain single, then Paul had no right to say what he just did. He had no right to say, I could get married if I want to. He had no right to say, we could take along a believing wife as the other apostles. If it was God's will for Paul to be single, Paul had no business writing that. And for sure, the Holy Spirit had no business putting those words in the Bible. So therefore, we could conclude it was not God's will for Paul to be single, or for Paul to remain single. The next question is this. was it God's will for Paul to get married? So it wasn't God's will for him to be single, but was it his will for him to be married? If it was God's will for Paul to get married, and God had somebody in mind for Paul to get married to that he created before the foundation of the world, if that was the case, then Paul would have been in disobedience to God, or not full obedience, by choosing to remain single. And in fact, there would have been some woman who God created before the foundation of the world just for the Apostle Paul that was forced to also remain single because Paul chose to not get married. That is how ridiculous it is when people believe unscriptural things like God has somebody before the foundation of the world. That is madness. That is not scripture. If it was God's will for Paul to get married, and if God had in fact chosen somebody for Paul before the foundation of the world, then Paul was living in disobedience by choosing to remain single. So then, what is it? It wasn't God's will for Paul to remain single, but it wasn't God's will for Paul to get married either. So what was it? Did God have a will at all? What exactly was God's will regarding the Apostle Paul and him getting married? And the answer is this. It is none of the above. It wasn't God's will for Paul to be single, and it wasn't God's will for Paul to get married. God's will, as we have seen, has nothing to do with who you get married to. It has nothing to do with whether you get married or whether you remain single. God's will is above these things. God's will is focused mainly on his master plan of redemption for mankind. Whether or not you get married has nothing to do with that. If you get married or if you remain single, that doesn't change God's master plan of salvation. It changes absolutely nothing. So in other words, whether Paul remained single or he got married had nothing to do with God's will. It did not fall under the purview of God's will. It was an area of human judgment that Paul decided he would exercise. He decided that he would use wisdom and not get married because he didn't want to get married to somebody. And then he had to travel the world for 2 years or 3 years and his wife home alone with no husband. You see, he didn't think that made sense. So Paul used wisdom and discretion and he decided it was better for me to remain single. I want to be focused on the things of the Lord, and I do not want to get married. He who is married cares for the things of this world, how he may please his wife. So that's a fact. If you're married, you do have earthly obligations. You do have earthly obligations to your husband or wife that you must fulfill. And you cannot be wholeheartedly devoted to God like Paul wanted to be. That's a fact. So Paul used discretion. So we see from the example of the Apostle Paul, God's will has a lot of discretion and leeway built into it. God's will is not specifically who you get married to, whether you get married, whether you remain single. God's will has a lot of leeway built into it. God's will is flexible. It's not rigid. So stop living like there's some rigid blueprint that God has for your life, that you must live every minute of every day in obedience to that blueprint. That's not how it works. God's will is very general. God's will simply says, if you have to get married to a Christian. If you have the ability to remain single, then sure, remain single. But if you cannot contain, marry. You see, just those scriptures alone strongly suggest that God's will is not rigid. God's will is flexible. If this is the case, then do this. If that is the case, then do that. If you could contain, remain single. If you can't contain, get married. You see, there's that big if. There's that big condition. God's will is not fixed in stone. God's will is flexible. And you will find that God could accomplish his purposes for your life regardless of who you marry, as long as you marry a fellow Christian. That's the only rule that God put down. that Christians should marry fellow Christians. Anything outside of that is outside the will of God. But if two Christians get married, there is nothing in the Bible, there is nothing in heaven or earth that could say that marriage is unscriptural or outside the will of God. It simply is not the case. Any Christian could get married to any other Christian. The only question that you really need to ask is not if it's God's will, but rather, is the person saved? Is the person living for God? Does this person have good qualities that will make them a good husband or wife? And do I have the good qualities that make me ready to be a husband or wife? Those are the questions you have to ask. This is not who you marry. It's not an issue of God's will or God's timing. It has to do with judgment, discretion, and wisdom. If you have any questions about what I talked about today, feel free to call me at 343-5014 and we'll talk about this some more in the next time we meet. God bless you. See you then.
Thank you for listening to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indio Rampol Chedi. Please check out our two books, Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, available at RIK bookstores throughout Trinidad. Small Devil, Big God teaches Christians how to overcome bondage through their walk with God. It helps you to identify some of the things that cause Christians to live in bondage and overcome them, so you can truly experience the freedom that Christ provided for you. Here is what one reader has written on Amazon. I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read every word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off me. Now I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian. I Kissed Waiting Goodbye is a book especially for single Christians looking for a husband or wife. It gives single Christians a biblical action plan to help you find a godly Christian spouse. One Amazon reader wrote, "Excellent read. If you are looking for a book that gives clear, sound, and biblical insight into dating and finding a Christian spouse, I couldn't recommend this book enough. It not only cleared up a lot of confusion I had as a single Christian, but gave me hope and excitement regarding the process of finding a spouse." Another reader said, "Absolutely love it. It gives insight into the scriptures in this important area in ways I never understood before. It's been so long since I learned so much from a book. I have to get copies for each of my nieces and nephews. Better to help them choose good spouses now than have to pick up the pieces later on. Thank you for writing this book, Indira and Denver. It addresses a very serious need in the kingdom of God. This will be a great book for your children. It is also a great book for parents and youth leaders, so you can give sound advice and counsel to single Christians. Our books are available at RIK bookstores. RIK has 7 locations in Trinidad: Queen Street, Port of Spain; High Street, San Fernando; Gulf City Mall; Price Plaza; Grand Bazaar; Long Circular Mall; and Trin City Mall. Our book will be in the local authors or West Indian section. Ask for them by name. Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, written by Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indira Rampol Chedi. Each book costs only $100 TT, but provides thousands of dollars of spiritual value. I promise you that you will be tremendously blessed by them. You can also get copies as gifts for your Christian friends. God bless you. See you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Indira Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.